dramatic comeback from cancer, the yellow wristband bracelets, the intense concentration as he steams up mountain roads in the Alps, and the six straight Tour de France victories, a record unmatched in the history of cycling, maybe the history of sports. The life and career of Lance Armstrong are as well known as any in the world, and today he begins his farewell Tour de France, the last time he performs on cycling's great stage. Eleanor Beardsley is in Fromentin, just south of Brittany, where the Tour de France is about to get underway. Eleanor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us, the huge number of fans lining the roads, that's what's going on today?
Absolutely. Ever since this morning, it starts in about an hour, and since early this morning, people have been coming out, and even since days ago, camping cars have arrived, and I'm at the finish line now. I've come from the starting line, mm-hmm. and they've just closed the road up. We were one of the last cars through, and it is just lined with tens of thousands of people the whole way, and people are so excited. They're just waiting for it.
You didn't bicycle, though, right? You drove?
No, I drove over. I definitely didn't bicycle. It's a long way, 12 miles, so...
Well, help us understand the significance of this first stage and how points are scored and how that figures in the rest of the race.
Okay, well, the Tour de France is a very, very flexible race, and they've spiced it up by putting a time trial, an individual time trial, in the beginning. And so everyone, it's sort of a show because everyone's going to come out of the starting blocks trying to, you know, take the lead, show their form. It's really psychological, and a real leader could emerge today. Jan Ullrich has already said, he's one of Armstrong's main competitors, he wants the yellow jersey today. Armstrong is going to come out strong. He's going to try to show he's the leader this first day. Now, 12 miles is not a long way, but it could rain today. The mm-hmm. weather is iffy, and the winds, they have a one-mile bridge. It's from a little coastal town over the Atlantic Ocean to an island. Now, if the wind picks up or it rains at all, you could have really big differences in the starters in an hour. So the whole race will take 3 hours. They will release one rider every minute. The riders in the beginning, if they don't have rain and the riders at the end do, they could have a lot slower times. So this could actually be significant today.
Well, Eleanor, nice talking to you. You're there for a bit of history as Lance Armstrong tries to win it one last time. Eleanor Beardsley, speaking with us from Fromentin, France.